In this episode of Bonding Through Home Chores, we're going to transform what might seem like a tedious task into an adventure, decluttering as a fun family game night. The idea might sound unusual at first, but organizing doesn't have to be a dull chore when you approach it with creativity and enthusiasm. Whether you realize it or not, the way we organize our space has a profound impact on our mental and emotional well-being. It's not just about making things look neat, it's about creating space, reducing stress, and enhancing focus for everyone in the family. By involving your kids in this process, you'll foster their sense of independence and responsibility. Sounds intriguing? Let's dive deeper. First, let's explore how we can make organizing an engaging activity for our kids. The key is to turn it into a game. For younger kids, you might want to start with simple tasks like sorting toys or clothes. You can present it as a match the colors challenge or a find the pairs game. For older kids, involve them in more complex tasks, such as organizing books alphabetically or creating a system for storing art supplies. It's essential to make each task feel like an exciting challenge rather than a mundane job. By framing these tasks as games, children don't just see piles of clutter, they see opportunities for fun and learning. They become detectives hunting for missing parts or architects designing the perfect arrangement. The magic lies in the opportunities for imagination and creativity. Another engaging strategy is to incorporate contests and challenges into your organizing. For instance, create a decluttered derby where each child races against the clock to organize a specific area. Whoever finishes their task first or makes the area the most organized wins a small prize. This approach not only introduces an element of excitement, but also taps into children's natural competitiveness. Let them use your phone's timer to get that race element going. Having a visual and audible countdown adds to the thrill. You'd be surprised how something simple like a timer can turn chores into a high-energy race. This excitement is contagious, making the whole process a positive, shared experience. In the process, they'll learn about time management and the satisfaction of completion, paving the way for a more organized and mindful future. To keep motivation levels high, consider incorporating themes or rewards after tasks are completed. Maybe today is Pirate Day, where you and your kids go on a treasure hunt to find as many things that need organizing as possible. Or make it Aliens Day, where everything needs to be arranged according to its space order. Once the task is completed, you can reward your little ones with a related theme activity or treat. This kind of role play and imagination not only makes the activity more engaging, but also helps solidify these memories as positive learning experiences. It encourages kids to think outside the box, find fun in the mundane, and instills a strong sense of achievement upon task completion. Encouraging creativity in organizing is also paramount. Allow your children to express themselves by repurposing old items. Transform an old shoebox into a storage container for art supplies, or use leftover jars as pencil holders. Not only does this approach teach kids about environmental consciousness through repurposing, but it also allows them to see the potential in what might be considered useless. This creative aspect educates them about resourcefulness and inspires them to take pride in their organizational accomplishments while also keeping the activity fresh and exciting. A significant aspect of this decluttering game night is building teamwork and shared accomplishments. The beauty of working together as a family lies not just in the tasks completed, but in the bonds strengthened during the process. Raising children who can collaborate effectively with others starts at home, through activities that emphasize the importance of working together to achieve common goals. You could set a team goal, such as, if we manage to finish this whole room today, we can have a family movie night. Such goals create a sense of unity and purpose, making the activity a journey of bonding more than just a chore. Assigning age-appropriate tasks helps to foster independence. Young children can be tasked with sorting their toys or placing dirty clothes in a basket, while older children might help with more complex planning or reorganizing. Allowing each child to take charge of their own project instills a sense of ownership. It tells them, "I trust you to handle this," which is incredibly empowering. These small habits of responsibility can have significant impacts on a child's development and self-esteem. And the best part you'll be paving the way for lifelong skills and habits that they'll carry with them into adulthood. Finally, take a moment to reflect on the joy of working together. The memories you create during these organizing sessions will stick with your children for years to come. They'll recall not just the clear and organized spaces you achieved, but the laughter, teamwork, and sense of accomplishment felt in the process. These episodes are precious opportunities to impart wisdom, share your values, and truly deepen the father-child bond in a supportive setting. Plus, who knew organizing could bring so many smiles to your routine? As we wrap up this episode, remember, organizing together is more than just tidying up a physical space. It's about creating a harmonious family environment filled with love, creativity, independence, and teamwork. Next time you face a decluttering task, think about how you can weave in some fun and make memorable experiences for you and your kids. Thank you for joining Bonding Through Home Chores. I'm Jennifer Nova, and I hope you found inspiration today to connect with your family in meaningful, joyful ways. Catch you next time with more tips to make everyday chores a fun bonding opportunity with your kids. Until then, happy decluttering.